Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. I sometimes wonder if the concept of long, slow cooking didn't develop in the bleak midwinter. There's something about filling your home hour after hour with the aromas of something tasty bubbling away in a kettle. Now, one such dish that I try to make at least once a year is goulash, that soul-satisfying stew of slowly cooked beef and onions, and of course, a bowl full of spices. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, it should come as no surprise that goulash comes in at about a million different varieties.
Oh, yeah.
And let's not pay attention to the one that we see on Google.
Oh, come on.
It's your favorite, huh?
Well, not my favorite, but the goulash I grew up with is like the hamburger helper version, uh-huh. Which is like elbow macaroni, ground beef. You know, it's a meat-based pasta dish.
Kind of. And actually, that's not far from some of the versions that are out there and have been out there for
quite
a long time.
Some of the traditional versions are served on an egg noodles or
right.
or with some sort of
some noodle. Sort of pasta.
But exactly. Yes, what I think of and I grew up with, thanks to my mother, God bless her, goulash was definitely not what we were going to talk about.
No. This goes way, way back.
Sure.
It goes back to the days of the Hungarian sheep herders or cow tenders or whatever.
Right.
And they would carry around bags of dried meat.
This is right. This is when we learned to dry meat in the sun,
mm-hmm.
salted, and it had longevity.
And you could just boil it up at night. And it didn't take them long to figure out if I throw a few more things in here, it's going to taste a lot better.
Right. And then this story is reminiscent of something from Mexico or Texas.
I think it's exactly the same thing as a real Texas chili.
Right, where they rode around with dried meats and pulled out onions, herbs, and things and just
and chili
it up.
Powders.
And chili powder, dried. Yeah, but so this is very similar.
And goulash really took off in the 16th century when paprika finally arrived in Middle Europe.
As a major spice.
Yes,
and
a big time spice. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, easy to buy a whole
because
lot.
Because in real goulash, the stuff is put in by the cupful.
Yeah.
The stuff is bright red.
We have to make a bit of a sacrifice for real goulash.
Right.
But it's worth it. Paprika changed the whole game.
Exactly.
Very early on, adjuncts like onions and potatoes made their way.
Mm-hmm.
And when,
as with chili. I mean, it's like kind of the same story, really.
Beans
show up.
Beans,
right.
Peppers, all that kind of stuff. Some of the versions are very, very elaborate. America, from what I can determine, is the only country where we call for throwing tomatoes into the mix.
Right.
It's
probably because I think that the red color is important, but we don't enjoy the intense paprika.
Yeah,
so it's a tomato paste or something that to redden this dish up.
I think paprika for us is something you put on deviled eggs.
Right.
But I think it's one of the great cooking spices of all.
Sure,
it's
sure,
really
sure.
fabulous. I'm going to be trying to make a really good lamb goulash because you can use the shoulder cut.
Sure.
And I'll probably go to Woolsey Farm, my favorite lamb purveyors.
Of course.
And get a shoulder cut from them and do it. And I'm just going to take all day.
Well, that's the thing. It's a dish for tough cuts, and it needs to be cooked for a long time
mm-hmm.
because that cartilage and all that sort of tendinous tissue that melts into the food over time is what gives it its great consistency.
It is, and let's talk about what the onions do because over about 3 or 4 hours, the onions just melt.
And they become sweet.
And it's just
right.
fabulous.
When the goulash is done, you shouldn't see them.
You shouldn't. That's
right.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
You
They've melted away and just become part
broth.
Of the sauce.
Right. Oh, man. I got to get home and make some. we'll put some ideas on the website. You can try it for yourself. Just buy a lot of paprika.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.